patient name. Joel, that's J-O-E-L, last name Cox, C-O-X. Date of birth is 10-1 of 1960. Date of service 10-29 of 2025. This is a 65-year-old male patient. He's here today following up on a back injury and back pain. Recall that approximately 3 months ago, he was in a motor vehicle accident, and he injured his lower back. He is complaining about pain to the right lower side at this point. He states 2 days ago, everything was looking good for him. He was feeling well with no acute pain, without even any moderate pain at all. And then during his physical therapy session, something happened where he had an abnormal amount of pain to that right lower back, and he has been plagued with that ever since. When he is seated before me in a chair, he tells me he is in no pain whatsoever. So this is only elicited upon certain movements. Period, new paragraph. Now, this patient has been taking physical therapy 3 times a week for the last several weeks. Period, new paragraph. I've discussed the medications he was taking for this. He tells me he is currently not taking any medications for relief of any discomfort on his back, as he was being having good relief from any discomfort. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure, 168 over 87, pulse 74, respirations 18, oxygen saturation 100%, temperature 97.8. Period, new paragraph. Discussion of blood pressure. In prior days, I had given him lisinopril, 20 milligrams. He told me he has stopped taking that because he is very conscientious on his blood pressure, and he checks it 3 times daily. Just this morning at his house, his blood pressure was 129 over 86. Once again, he monitors it 3 times a day. I've suggested to him that he take his blood pressure equipment to a local pharmacy and checks his blood pressure sometime in the near future with their blood pressure machine, and then immediately following with his blood pressure machine, just to compare the values. This patient will return to our clinic on November 8th as a follow-up. Period, new paragraph. Once again, he does not want any blood pressure medicine today. Period, new paragraph. Continuing on. Patient complaint is right lower back pain. Ongoing now for 2.5 days. It comes and goes. It waxes and wanes. When it does elicit the pain, he describes it as moderate. Unknown as to the cause of it as far as any particular activity that he goes through. Period in the paragraph. Past medical history, no changes since the last office visit, all reviewed in the chart. Surgical history, no changes since the last office visit. Social history, no changes since the last office visit. Period, new paragraph. Physical exam. Patient is not in any acute distress. He can arise from a seated position on first attempt. Period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck, it's soft. There is no JVD. He has full range of motion. Respiratory, no adventitious sounds. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, no gallop, regular rate and rhythm, period, new paragraph. Abdomen, non-tender. Back, examination of back, it is symmetrical, side to side. He does have point tenderness on the left lower portion of his back. Skin over the back seems to be without any embolic lesions. Normal color, no rash, warm, dry, and intact, period, new paragraph. Neuro-oriented times four, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Low back pain, right side. Patient will be given a steroid injection to be followed by Flexeril 5 milligrams twice a day for 7 days, along with a Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph. Patient also encouraged to take over-the-counter NSAID. Period, new paragraph. Patient will return to clinic on November 8th to be followed up with Mr. Semple and possibly be ordered new MRI imaging studies. Period, new paragraph. Patient will be off work until that point. Period, new paragraph. I've reviewed a plan of care with the patient. He is in agreement with me, and he will return back to clinic as needed.